Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. This is a continuation of our cybersecurity focus, our cybersecurity content training, brought to you by those wonderful people at Trend Micro. They absolutely know what they are doing. And if you don't think that cybersecurity and managing those threats is not important, there was another ransomware event news out there. Let's get cracking. Yeah, again, this is a must. And I think what I've seen in this particular conversation is, one, if we can make the protection and of your systems that exist today sort of seamless, painless, all of that good stuff, better for you. Trend Micro is going down that road. All right, this is number four in a series of, well, we're going to have six now. This is number four. And we had cybersecurity threats. Got to listen to that one. Absolutely great. And then podcast number two, industrial businesses and technical challenges. As you go through this digital transformation journey, a must, cybersecurity best practices. So we're all saying there are threats, there are challenges, there are best practices, right? That's our series. Today, we're going to be talking about getting into the products. You just can't just have this conversation. You've got to have solutions. You've got to have concrete, doggone solutions to be able to secure your network, get work done, make it safe, do everything you possibly can, and prevent bad people getting into your network. So what we're going to be talking about is endpoint products and solutions on this particular podcast. The next one after this, we're going to be talking about network products, okay? And then hopefully we'll get the CEO of Trend Micro talking about what that future looks like, what are the challenges that exist, what are the opportunities. It's bright, secure, all of that good stuff. So in this one, Richard Koo, again, going to be knocking it out of the park, going to be talking about endpoint solutions. And I'm telling you, man, this is cool stuff. They've got a great, great solution out there. Solutions with an S. You can hear my S in that one. All right, enjoy this episode. Well, Richard, welcome back to Industrial Talk. Now, listeners, this is podcast and video number four. The other three, you have to look into them. You have to find them. Podcast number one, we talked about cybersecurity threats, challenges, and risks. That is podcast number one. Podcast number two included industrial business and technical challenges for you businesses out there that are going down that digital transformation journey. The other number three was cybersecurity best practice. Big time. Go out to industrialtalk.com and you will find great links into those standards for you as a company going down to that digital transformation. Now, what we're going to be covering on this particular podcast number four is industrial cybersecurity solutions that are provided by Trend Micro. And I think what we're going to do for this one, so that if you're looking at the video, we're going to share some slides. If you're out there on podcast world, you're just going to have to find the video, but we're going to do the best we can to explain what the network looks like. And we're going to segregate it into two, one, an endpoint solution. And then, the next podcast, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about networking solutions. Richard, did I cover it right?
Yeah, Scott, looks like we are right on it.
All right. Let's, for the listeners out there, we've talked about a lot of cybersecurity stuff. We've talked about the market out there. We've talked about the environment. We've talked about pretty much everything that you could possibly know. Now we're sort of getting into the nitty gritty, Richard. We're getting into the real, you know, yes, hardware, the stuff that needs to be put into practice and in put on your network. Give us a little high level overview of the product lines and the solutions you have.
Well, thanks, Scott. So I think over the last, several, podcasts, we talk about the risk, right? We talk about the challenge, and also we talk about some best practice. Now, on this particular podcast, we're going to focus very much on some of the new, industrial control cybersecurity from Trend Micro and TX1 networks, right? And so, as you mentioned, we're going to cover in two sections. One section is going to be about the endpoint and then, of course, the networking product. But specifically on a high level, one of the things that I typically recommend to the customer and many of the partners is that if you have a chance, right, go and look at the reference architecture for, from ISA 99, or some people call it the Purdue reference architecture. Right. And in that particular reference architecture, they organize a structure in such that you have an operational technology environment, and then you have an information technology environment, and then you have cloud. So maybe if I can share, Scott, yeah, do you think it makes sense for me to share now?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me share that. Rock and roll, baby. And
then, right. So here is basically kind of our recommendation cybersecurity for industrial control environment. And this is kind of our defense in depth, offering, right? And as I mentioned, this is a high level of reference architecture that I designed, I put it together. So on the left side is your typical reference architecture for OT environment, right? That's the, Purdue model. As you can see, and there you have different level, from starting from the level zero, level one, level three, two, level three, and then of course you have the connected world, or this is what we call the cloud, environment. And so on the operational technology environment, you have the level zero. This is where you have all the sensor, all the devices, right? And then the next level, level one, this is your kind of all your control networks, like your PLC, your RTU, your DCS system, right? And then next level two is kind of your supervisory network, right? This is where you see all the different, HMI machines, the SCADA system and stuff and that, right? And then that next level, level three, this is kind of your operational and your control networks or environment. And typically this is where you have all the, your traditional, up-to-date, latest, greatest, Windows or Linux or, VMware environment, right? And this is kind of very much happening on that, operational side. And so this is kind of how we see many organizations structure their OT environment. And then on the right side is your traditional enterprise, information technology or IT infrastructure, but we're not going to talk about that. And then, of course, last but not least, on the very top, we talk about the connected world, or this is kind of your cloud environment, right? And, if you are going through that transformation and you're leveraging the different cloud, the public cloud environment, then you do want to secure those as well. And so this is kind of a very high level. On the very left side, right, these are additional, I would say environment that we also typically recommend customer to protect, because you do have a lot of contractors, who come in to your plant and perform kind of maintenance or update, and we want to make sure those contractors are secure, right? So on a very high level, this is kind of our reference architecture. Now, from a solution perspective,
let me interrupt real quick. So listeners, what we have is we have a slide, and the slide has multiple levels and the various security that is necessary for those levels. I think that because we're going down the cloud, that's important. That is also a part of that digital transformation journey. And then, of course, especially today, you have a lot of contractors coming on your network, and that is very important to be able to protect your overall network. And that's why Trend Micro's got a great product for you. Now, Richard, will the listeners be able to download this particular slide from Industrial Talk?
Yes, I think what we will do is I will share this couple of this slide we use, so you can make good that available to the listener as well.
Good. Okay. Proceed forward.
So as we discussed, right, you know, at the lowest level, level zero and level one, right, this is typically all the sensors and devices. And, you know, traditionally, I think it's very difficult, you know, to put any kind of security there if it's already been developed and already put in place. However, if you are, you know, say building this device, you know, from the ground up, then there is offering out there, like from Trend Micro, where we provide a set of binary or security SDK that you can actually take this binary and bake right into your device itself, right? So this is a product we call Trend Micro IoT Security Solution, and it's available there as well. And then as you move to level two, right, this is where all your PLC, all your DCS system, and you know RTU, right? This is where you have the different capabilities from Trend Micro. You know, for example, you can have our HIPS, right, that can be set in front of your PLC or your DCS and make sure that all the traffic coming in out of the networks are, you know, or of that device are is checked and make sure that it is not have any kind of bad things coming through or going out, right? So that's kind of the level two or level one. And then level two, right, you have, you know, all the different SCADA system, all the HMI machine. These are typically, you know, Windows 7 or Windows XP, right? It's been around for, who knows, you know, decades and haven't been updated, or Microsoft no longer provides patches, right? And so we do have a couple product here. You know, one of the product we recommend highly is a product called Stellar Protect. And this is a lockdown whitelisting solution. And we can talk about that a little bit more in some of the use case. And then of course, if you move to the kind of the level three, right, this is kind of your operational or your control center, right, where you're going to have probably, you know, your latest and greatest, you know, say operating system, everything from VMware to your, you know, let's say on-premise environment, cloud, on different version of Windows and Linux. And then you can, you need to secure this, right, with many of the solutions from Trend Micro, and we can talk about that as well. And then last but not least, your cloud infrastructure, right, you're leveraging public cloud, like Microsoft cloud or, you know, the AWS, you definitely want to secure those public cloud as well. And we have solution and we can talk about that. So on a very high level, right, these are the products that we're gonna talk a little bit more. Or maybe last but not least, we're gonna mention about, you know, you have a lot of contractors who come in, right? And, you know, they want to be able to perform maintenance and update on somebody's PLC system. And so we have a product called Portable Security, right, they allow you to basically perform a scanner on the system, make sure they are in compliance first before you allow them to actually connect to your network. So that's a product called Portable Security. But we can talk about that a little bit more as we go into the next couple questions.
Excellent. One question I do have is, given this, given this situation, given this solution, this diagram, how does somebody like me keep current with all of the requirements, all of the protection that is needed on an ongoing basis? Does Trend Micro make that easy or seamless, or how does that work?
Yeah, so depend on the vertical you're coming from, right? Because, you know, certain vertical, there are air gap, right? They are completely isolated networks, and they don't allow any type of connectivity into, say, the cloud, right? So for example, you got maybe the power and energy, right? They, you know, typically don't connect to the you know, internet. In that kind of scenario, right, then you will have to designate, right, you know, a system that can be connected to the internet, and you are allowed to basically, you know, connect to that system, and that system then be allowed to download the latest update and patches from Trend Micro. And from there, we can update all the software that deployed within the organization. Right? And so that's one way to do it. In the, you know, in the environment where you are, you know, fully connected to the internet, right? For example, if you, you know, connect between IT, OT, and into the cloud or into the internet, then in that case, almost every single product that we have available today, basically, you know, every time you load the system or the program or the software, it will automatically check to make sure that you have the latest and greatest, you know, update and patches available. And if it's not, you know, up to date, it will download and automatically update that for you, right? So It's really dependent on the type of customer you are, the environment you're at. Are you connected to internet or basically all isolated or air gap, right? So there's different options we can provide.
Love it, love it. Now let's start, venture into your endpoint solutions. Can you sort of give us a little rundown of what those are?
Yeah, so I think from an endpoint perspective, right? We have, I would say, kind of three solutions that we are making available today to our customer, right? The first solution is what we call our Apex One. This is just your traditional, you know, endpoint security solution that provide basically, AI, artificial intelligence, scanning, a lot of, basically signatures, as well as some rule-based that we provide. And also, that's kind of your traditional, the endpoint security solution. And it can protect all your latest and greatest Windows environment, right? And so that is another product we have called Apex One for your, I would say a conventional Windows environment. Now, if you are on a critical, environment, especially like a HMI machine or a SCADA system that are running, let's say Windows 7 or Windows XP, right? And many of these systems probably have been around for decades, and you haven't even have a chance to patch or update, because Microsoft haven't provided any, available patch today, then we have a product called Stellar Protect. And this is a lockdown whitelisting security solution that basically allow you to deploy into the host itself. And once installed, then we basically do a query of all the files and application in that system. And then we calculate a hash and make sure that these are the approved files that only allowed to run that machine. And then we'll lock that system down. And then only those files or those applications that you approve to run on that machine, allowed to run. Anything else beyond, right, on that list, it will not allow, it to run. So for example, if you have a ransomware, right, you try to compromise that machine, but because the file was not on the approved list, right, and therefore it won't allow it to run. So you can prevent or protect that machine from being compromised by malware, right? So that's in, the other product we call Stellar Protect, right? And then last but not least, that's a product, it's a USB, or we call it a portable security, right? And portable security is a very simple on-demand scanning solution that can address many use cases, right? And one of the use cases we talked about was contractor who bring in the laptop to want to do say some kind of update or maintenance on your PLCs or DCS, right? You want to make sure that those systems are up to date and not being compromised, or it's clean before you allow it to connect to your PLC or to your networks. So that's one use case that portable security can solve. It allows you to perform a scanning on the system first before allow it to connect to that environment. One of the use case for portable security is that if you have an air gap environment, right, you have zero connectivity to the internet, but you still want to make sure that those machines are, clean and in compliance and make sure they don't have any dirty files in the system, you can take that USB stick, right, and then you can actually go to that, machine on that air gap environment, and you can perform a scan of the system to make sure that it is clean and it's compliant and it's not dirty, right? And then it will allow it to be compliant, right? So that's another use case that portable security can address, right? So these are three endpoint security solution that, is really purpose built for, many of these industrial, environments, especially for some of these old systems.
So what I hear, Richard, what we have is sort of that the Apex One is a more of a traditional type of protection product, right? Traditional. And then what you have, and I know I've been out there in the field and you know it because you're listening to me, you have legacy systems out there that are just old. They've been around for decades, and you need a product to be able to provide protection for those systems as well. And that is Stella, right? Did I get that right?
Stella Protect, yes.
Stella Protect. And then finally, and this is something that I see all the time, and the problem is that I see contractors coming and going. I love that use case. They come and go, plug in, they get on the network, they do whatever is necessary. And this is the first time, Richard, that I've heard of a product that you could sit there and go, hey, we want you to get on the old network, but we've got to make sure that your product, your computer is in compliance. So let's just do this real quick. The value or the benefit of that, and what I hear is, like, if it comes back, and I like the fact that it could be green, yellow, or red, but if it comes back and let's say it's red, then you can do something about it. It's like, okay, hey, you got a problem. Let's clean it up before you can get on the network. Did I sum that up right?
Yes. And especially the last one, right? We see, infection, and reinfection over and over again, because, people, tend not to understand that use case. So they allow people just, or anyone just to connect to the, network just to update the, PLCs and I see that all the time, right?
All the time. If I had a nickel every time that happened, I'd be a rich man, because that's what happens. They come running in, plug, boom, get online, do whatever is necessary, and it happens all the time. All right. Anything else that we need to cover with this particular conversation? What we have is endpoint solutions with Trend Micro TX1 networks. Great stuff. We talked about sort of that overall diagram of how you protect your network, which we'll have out there on Industrial Talk. That's great stuff. And then we have three products that are specific to endpoint. That is Apex One, Stella, right? And then, of course, you've got the portable solution of that sort of like, it's just a thumb drive. So those are the three products.
That's correct.
All right. So
yeah.
I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you right now. And I want to know more about this. I want to be able to dig deep. I want to be able to have links. I want to see stuff. I want to experience. Do you have a specific website that we can go to as a listener to find out more?
Yes. So Scott, so all this endpoint product I just talk about, it's available at trendmicro.com, right? Or at our TX1 networks, right? And you can go there, right? And you can actually download the software, right? The Stella Protect, as well as the Apex One. And you can start to basically play with the product. Now, specifically to the portable security, because it's a hardware, and so it will require us to, ship a physical device into your, office for you to, do a proof of concept or play with the product. So, if you're interested on any other product, the software you can download, but the hardware version, you have to basically contact us, and we'll make sure that it can be sent out to, you to, test or verify or play with it. And look at the way the product work.
Beautiful. Now, listeners, we're going to be talking in the next episode, in the next podcast, we're going to be talking about network solutions, because we're just scratching the surface. Now, one last question. This is fantastic stuff, Richard. Fantastic. How does it'll stay up to date? I won't get out. You have solved that challenge too, right?
Yes. Yes, as I mentioned, right, depending on, the type of customer and the environment you have, if you are, let's say on a truly connected environment and you have connectivity to the internet, then yes, You know, we always provide the latest update and patch and, you know, rules or signature necessary to address the latest, you know, threat, you know, from out there. And once you connect, we will automatically download and update this, you know, software and the product itself. If you're on a non-connected environment, right, it's all air gap, then you have to basically, you know, connect to a designated machine that allows your connectivities into the internet. And then from there, you can download the update and patch and then perform the update to your network by yourself. And that requires a little bit more effort on the IT side. But, you know, I think that it's always there and, you know, you have to do it.
Love the solutions. Love the conversation. Listeners, again, don't worry. Don't fret. It'll be out at industrialtalk.com. You'll be able to find it in a jet second. Get it. There's no excuse for not being properly protected, because Trend Micro has done a great job at making it work. Richard, again, you've hit it out of the park. Thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk.
Thank you, Scott. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Again, listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. Remember, we're going to be talking about network solutions in our next episode, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, once again, please make a note that this is number 4 in a podcast series that we're really tackling cybersecurity, getting all the answers out there as much as we possibly can. This one, again, Endpoint Products, TX1, Networks, Trend Micro, they're out there. Important, important stuff. Now, you're saying to yourself, Scott, this is all great. Chirping, it's out on video, all of that good stuff. Yeah, it is. But you know what else is great? You're going to have these diagrams to download from these podcasts. Just go out to industrialtalk.com. We're going to have this particular diagram, which is pretty cool. And then in our next episode, where we're talking about network products, we're going to also have a deck of about 10 slides there. So no excuse. Got the information out there. All right, be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Hang out with people like Richard, like Team Trend Micro, like Team TX1, and you're going to change the world. All right, we're going to have number 5 in the cybersecurity right around the corner, so stay tuned.